from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
Today is a day that's dedicated to asking a very simple question.
Yes. Bryce, are you okay?
I'm fine. What about yourself?
I am fine also.
Now, surprisingly, that question never gets asked, and it's a thing that such a simple question like, are you okay, can have so many ramifications in a positive way.
It certainly can. Your family, your friends, even your work colleagues, if you just go and ask, it could be that chance to open up and tell them how you're feeling.
Now, if you do struggle at time to time, you can, of course, contact Lifeline at all their website. All the details are on there. But we thought this morning what we'd do is we get a lot of questions when we go out and about to get lunch or just at an event or something like that. We don't have really time to answer them. So what we thought we'd do is open up the phones.
God, this could be very, very scary.
To basically get any questions that you might have. What do you reckon, Trace?
Let's do it.
Karen, thank you for the call. The first question is, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, was that your question?
Yeah.
No.
We're always fine, honey.
So what's your question, good. Karen? Ask away.
All right. My question is, whenever I've seen photos of you guys, your hair, particularly you, Bryce, always seems to be immaculate. So how often do you both, and more so you, Bryce, do you go to the hairdresser?
Trace, that is a good
question. You can go first.
That is a good question, Karen. Yes, Bryce and I have both got a thing about making sure our hair looks perfect. I go probably every 6 to 7 weeks because we go to the same hairdresser, funny enough.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bryce
Morning,
goes
Sherry.
Every hour and a half. 2 hours?
No, I probably, so if I'm going to be 100% honest, probably every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, he's pretty regular.
But really? I have, you would have said, I have a shorter haircut, so I like to keep it short. So. Yeah.
You sure, Bryce? You're telling me the truth, because I'm telling you there's not a hair out of place there in those photos.
No, well, ask Trace, I'm currently wearing a hat, and I normally wear a hat to work most days, don't I?
Yes, you do. But like he goes for a trim every 2 to 3 weeks. It's about every 8 weeks he goes and gets the frosted tips.
Oh,
normally,
normally
guys wear a hat when they're covering a bald spot.
Oh,
I'm not
actually,
going bald.
Look,
no.
Take your hat off, Bryce.
Yeah, no, I'm not going bald.
Oh.
Definitely not.
There's a little spot there.
Oh, turn it up. Who's the one that's shaving the back of their head? That's a bald patch in the back of your head. Thanks for the call, Karen.
Okay, bye.
Russell, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hey, are you okay, Russell?
Yeah, I'm all good. Yeah.
That is good
Sweet.
To hear.
What's your question?
I want to ask Bryce if he wants to put on the bet on the footy on Saturday night.
Oh, is this for, Russell's, I'm guessing, the Sharks game?
Russell's a Canberra Raiders supporter, aren't you, Russ?
That's me.
Okay. What do you want to put on the game?
Doesn't have to be money, bag of frogs or something.
I'll go for a packet of frogs. I won't get paid much. So I'll go the packet of frogs. We're going to talk in one or two. What do you want to do?
Oh, up to you.
Why don't we go 2 packets of red frogs?
Oh, Brycey.
That's good. I'm confident. I'll even go 4 packets.
They're on special at the moment for $2 as well. So it's pretty good. All right, we'll do it.
Now, Russell, Canberra Raiders, of course, you honestly in your heart can see them beating the Sharkies.
Oh, yeah, all the way. We've done it twice this year, so we can do it again.
The Sharks beat Canberra in Canberra early in the year.
Oh, sorry, yes, and we smashed you in the second game.
That's all right.
Okay, so
one
each.
We're back in Canberra where we won, so that's all right.
Don't argue, boys. Don't argue. Now, okay, Russell, what do you think the score will be?
Good close game. I'm going 24-18.
See, I reckon the Sharks will win by 2, and it'll be like in the teens, like 16-14 or something. It'll be really close.
Good close game.
Do you like the Broncos, Russell?
No.
I'd rather see the Titans get into it.
Same.
Okay, phone call's ended. Thank you.
All right, well, we'll keep in touch with you, and we'll see how we go. We've got the
give us a ring on
two packets of frogs.
Actually, yeah, we'll get your number and we'll give you a ring on Monday when Canberra wins so we can give it to Brycey. How's that sound?
All right, sounds good, Trace.
Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.